Now, more of the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
Water. Have you seen her videos?
Saucy, to say the least. Very saucy.
From South Africa. It's so cool because she's on TikTok now. Everybody's trying to imitate her dancing.
Yes.
Because they saw her at the Grammy. She won the Grammy. And it's just so weird because she's just sexual. And she's pouring water slowly all over herself.
I asked if we could do that with you.
I have a small bottle of water.
I don't know where we would do it because we can't get water on this equipment. But maybe if we laid out some sort of tarp. you always have a tarp in your trunk just in case you need to get rid of a body.
Well, we do have like hallways with concrete floors.
Wait, you want to go in the back alley and pour water all over yourself sexually?
What's wrong with that?
Someone walks in, they're like, what are you two doing back here?
Tara, it's for the music, the love of water. I love water.
Okay.
No, if you get a chance, make sure you watch her videos. She's very, very talented. Good morning, Casey. It's Rocket and Tara this morning on Mix. The cold weather came in.
Yes, it did. First of all, I don't love it, but I am happy that it's just supposed to be today. And then it'll start to get warmer again. What I did notice, though, was lots of road warnings. And for me personally, I came from South Olathe. Yeah. I had no problems, nothing. And you said you saw some stuff on the road.
There was snow all over the cars where I'm at. And they said Nick Bender was talking about it this morning, that the roads pretty much north of 152,
okay,
where it always happens. There's ice all over there up to Berry Road.
So were you sliding?
I wasn't at all. But be careful if you live north. All right, I'm going to play a clip for you, and I want to see if this upsets you, okay? Because it's the CEO of Kellogg's.
Some of the things that we're doing is first messaging. We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable. The price of a bowl of cereal with milk and with fruit is less than a dollar. So you can imagine why a consumer under pressure might find that to be a good place to go.
Look, growing up, whenever my mom was out of town on business and dad was in charge of dinner, breakfast food for dinner.
I love breakfast for dinner.
I don't find that offensive at all. I love cereal. I don't eat it as much as I used to, but I think it's fine for dinner. If you think about it, isn't he right?
Yeah, seriously. It's so good, too. Cereal is just delicious. I feel like for us especially, we work so early, we don't get to have a traditional breakfast very often. So on the weekends, oh my gosh, I love to make a real breakfast or even for dinner during the week. I just think it's fun.
Is cooking for you therapy?
Sort of.
Because you cook a lot.
You know what I don't like to do is first I have to clean my kitchen to get everything ready to cook, and then I have to re-clean after I'm done cooking. And it's like I don't enjoy the cleaning, but I kind of in a sick way do.
Keeps you busy.
It's satisfying to get dirty and clean. You know how mama likes it.
Oh, yeah. So my question to you is, okay, let's just say tonight, screw whatever he said, how you take it. If you're going to have breakfast tonight, it's going to be cereal. Because there's so many different types of cereal. You can even go back to a cereal we don't have anymore. If you're going to have dinner, you're going to have cereal tonight. What cereal are you going to eat? I've been thinking about this for 30 minutes because I was real picky on cereal. Well, when I was picky, I was told I could only eat Cheerios without sugar.
Okay.
Now, when I became a teenager in college, I loved me some cereal.
You're like Fruit Loops.
No, actually, I was a Captain Crunch guy.
Okay. I'm not sure I've ever... Yeah, I have. I was about to say I haven't had that. That's a total lie. I love any granola-based cereal. I'm obsessed with granola. I just saw one at the store the other day that I wanted to buy. It was flakes, like cereal flakes with granola, and I thought that looked delicious, but I didn't get it.
So I'm curious to you, Kansas City, what is your favorite cereal? Text in right now, and we'll do this as the morning goes on, because there's no better topic than cereal. Because back in the day, it was all sugar. That's why I wouldn't allow to eat it. Now there's so many healthy choices when it comes to cereal. 816-476-7093. Like I said, I think cereal is fine. Look, the old TV show yesterday, we were talking about some of the funniest TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
One of mine is Seinfeld. And if you watch Seinfeld, what does he have in his old back of his kitchen?
Cereal.
Nothing but cereal.
Cereals, you should say. Yeah.
So my father-in-law, Jen's great-grandfather, he would mix different cereal in one bowl.
I did that for the first time a week ago.
You did?
And it was genius. I tell you what.
So I want to hear from you. What is your favorite cereal? Let's just say tonight. You can have any cereal you want, and you're going to have it for dinner. What would be that cereal of choice?
On the text line, Ashley says Reese's Puffs are so yummy.
Oh, I haven't had that. That sounds good.
Chad says Honey Nut Clusters. I'm not familiar, but it sounds like I would want it. That's for sure.
Yes.
Rocket, I'm really glad you brought this up because you love to talk about like my digestive system. So okay. While I'm pregnant, the digestion hasn't been very efficient. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And so in my app, everybody's like, why don't you eat Bran Flakes cereal? And I was like, babes, what a great idea. So I ate some Bran Flakes cereal for dinner one night.
And?
The next day, my tummy really hurt and it wasn't a good idea for me. I'm too sensitive in the tummy area.
Well, you knew that. You've been dealing with it your whole life.
I know, but I was like, this gal, who's obviously a doctor on my random pregnancy app,
yes.
She knows what she's talking about. Not a great choice. Don't do those.
So our first break of the morning is talking about your poop schedule.
First of all, I never said the word poop.
Okay.
I said my digestive system.
Okay.
And that is what girls have. Girls don't poop. They digest.
They digest.
Men poop because they're yucky.
Oh, I get it.
On the text line, this says your name is Charmin. I was like, what cereal is that? Frankenberry. Cereal is totally fine for supper. Frankenberry.
I used to love the commercials of all these cereal products.
I know. I feel like ever since streaming became a thing, I just don't see those commercials anymore, and I miss it.
No, I mean, like I said, if you ever get a chance on History Channel or just search it wherever, whatever platform you watch, look up the history of cereal.
Okay.
And it goes back to the Kellogg family. It's very interesting. And that's why I think this is fun to talk about since it's so top of mind.
Brittany Winkler on the text line says, peanut butter Captain Crunch all the way.
Oh, man, yes.
That's what I've never actually
420,
had.
420, that's what I'm talking 420. About.
420. Yeah. And then Kimberly says, definitely Golden Grahams.
Okay. Keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. Teresa's taking a sick day today. She's not feeling well. We'll take a break when we come back. We have tickets for you guys. As you know, we're heading into basketball season.
Yes.
You want to go ahead and tell them who it's going to be?
We have Harlem Globetrotter tickets, but should we give away something else even before that because we're buying their love?
Why not?
Okay. How about a $50 gift card to Burnt End Barbecue?
Oh, my.
Does that sound legit for you?
Call right now.
Cereal's good, but you know what's better?
Barbecue.
So it's actually part of our 50-50 deals. Today at 8 a.m., it's going to go live on mix93.com. You can get a $50 gift card to Burnt End Barbecue for just $25. They've got two locations, one in Overland Park, one in Crown Center. It smells so good when I'm at Crown Center.
You know what's crazy? That every time I have relatives come in or friends come in from out of town, that's the one thing they say of all the barbecue. They love Kansas City Burn-Ins.
Oh, they have to love Burn-Ins.
Amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. Tara, good morning. Mix, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What are you doing?
I'm driving home on IC-69 highway in the Excelsior.
Ooh,
how are
be
the
safe.
Roads? Yeah.
It's pretty icy. There's some black ice, so I took it pretty slow to get home.
Okay, right. Well, be safe. And when that ice is totally cleared, you are going to get a $50 gift card to Burnt End Barbecue.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real fast, and we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You know, now that I think about it, we really don't take care of people like early in the morning.
I know.
So
let's do it.
Let's keep the winning going. Coming up next, we have basketball tickets.
Yes, a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at T-Mobile Center.
Good morning. It's Rocket and Tara. If you woke up, you just went outside. It got cold last night. It got real cold. It's like, 16 right now outside?
Painful.
Yeah, because it was a big 60 temperature degree drop.
Insane.
And St. Louis, they hit almost 87, I think, yesterday. And then they dropped a lot, too. My daughter said the weather in Chicago is just all over the road. One day it's snowing. Next day it's like in the 60s.
Kansas City is 100% drunk. But it's going to warm up again tomorrow, so we just have to survive this one cold day.
All right, so we were talking earlier, the CEO of Kellogg was talking about, you know, saving money. I don't think he was being malicious at all. He was just saying, you know, it's cheaper to eat cereal for dinner. And I think he's right. I used to love to eat cereal, breakfast food for dinner. This is before restaurants would serve it like 24 hours a day, different restaurants. And I'm just curious, tonight, if you're going to go home, and we're going to just follow this rule. It's just a pretend time game. And it's cereal. You're going to have cereal tonight. What is your favorite cereal that you think you're going to eat? Because there's a lot of cereals that are discontinued that aren't even around anymore. Even if you can bring back, what would be that cereal? You had one lady called in and says, I don't think I've ever had it. Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
It sounds good. Those words sound good together.
Yeah. So text them in 816-476-7093.
All right, for tabloid trash, this was a huge celebrity announcement, Rocket.
Okay.
Kristen Cavallari hard launched her new boyfriend on Instagram yesterday. This is very exciting and very juicy
do
gossip.
Tell.
It's 24-year-old Mark Estes. He previously played football for Montana Tech University. Very fit guy, very muscular.
How young is he?
24. She's 37. Now, I think you should date whoever makes you happy, okay? It's not like she's dating him for any reason other than she likes him. You know, she's
really
she's wealthy in her own right. She's beautiful. She's successful. So it's not like she has a motive
to date
this 24-year-old guy other than she likes him. That's what I'm saying.
What if a guy, if it was a guy doing that, you would have a totally different opinion on this.
I don't think so. I'm trying to be very open-minded. I like that they're together. I just think personally, now she has three kids. Since becoming a mom and since I entered my 30s, I just feel like I'm a totally different person than I was in my 20s.
That would be anybody, though, that from their 20s to 30s is a totally different person.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I worry about. However, I do think she's at a place in her life where why not have fun and just be with the person that makes you happy?
You just said the key words right now. And you know why she's dating him? To have some fun.
To have some funsies.
You know what I'm talking about. Yes.
So she did the launch, like I said, on Instagram, but also on TikTok. They did a little video together. You could cut through the sexual tension with a knife.
Really?
Their bodies together just looks very nice. Like two puzzle pieces,
see,
if you will.
They're, I get what you're saying now.
They're having a good time.
See, is he a good looking guy?
He is a good, he's very muscular, very youthful looking, you know, 24
years old. So his body's
hot.
Is that what you're saying?
He's got a nice bod. He works out. That's
okay.
For sure.
Well, he played football. Of course he did. Yeah.
And Miranda Kerr welcomed a son this week. His name's Pierre Kerr Spiegel. Is that the right way you say that? I actually didn't even realize she was pregnant or expecting in any kind of other way. She now has four sons, one with Orlando Bloom and three with her current husband, Evan.
Did you say the name was Pierre?
Yes.
I've always loved that name. If I could go back in time and rename myself, I'd be Pierre.
Have you ever met an uncool Pierre? I haven't.
No. How can you be uncool and be named Pierre?
Exactly. It's a very cool name. I really like Miranda Kerr and her family dynamic, how she kind of hangs out with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom and just keeps it cool for the kids. I really respect that. And Jennifer Lopez's This Is Me Now short film could have had a lot of different celebrity cameos.
Could have changed the way it debuted, too.
This kind of gives me a tummy ache for her, honestly.
Yes,
there's
me too.
There's this huge list of famous faces who turned it down. It includes Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Jason Momoa, Bad Bunny, SZA. I think I saw Khloe Kardashian and Derek Huff also couldn't be in it. The list goes on. That's
seriously.
A little sprinkling. I understand people are busy. I think Derek Huff had to be in a wedding when he was going to be in it. So that's okay. That to me is a real excuse. But
I think SZA. You said SZA, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The length of this list just hurts me.
Me too. I told you. It made me sick. I tried to watch it. Not a fan.
I need to check it out because I do like J-Lo. Honestly, she calls me. She tells me to jump. I say, how high, J-Lo? I would never turn her down. What, I have to deliver a baby on that day? Not my problem. I'll be there for you, J-Lo. And real quick, M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, Ishana Shyamalan, made a horror movie. It's called The Watchers, and the trailer dropped yesterday. I really hope that this is a good movie.
Or is she going to follow in the footsteps of her dad?
Her dad has made some really cool ones.
He made one good movie, Sixth Sense.
Signs.
Okay, maybe one and a half good movies.
Signs, The Sixth Sense. There's more.
I just have
pregnancy brain, Rocket, but there's more, okay? I like him, and I stand by him forever. Yeah. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com.
All right, coming up this hour, we still are going to tell you how you can win some free money. Also, we're going to find out what's trending around the country.
Yeah, huge announcement from the Kansas City Chiefs and the food you ate as a kid that is now fully insane.
Hey there, KC. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you go outside right now, you're going to feel the temperature. It's going to feel cold. That's because it's 17 right now. It got up to almost 70 yesterday, to Tara.
I don't understand it. I have a question, and this is a dumb
okay.
question. When the weather goes in this direction, hot to cold, can that produce a tornado, or is it just the other direction?
You know what? I don't know.
I mean, I think there was no tornado warnings or anything, so maybe that's the dumbest thing I've ever said, but those big changes always makes me think tornado.
It's just weird to think it was in the 70s and then in the Northland, because I was at Trezzo yesterday outside and just enjoying the weather, and then I get up this morning leaving my building, and there's snow, like covered cars.
That's nuts.
It was like 70 yesterday.
Did you look up to the weather gods and say, we've actually started enjoying spring, so we do not accept this?
Hopefully it's just a day or two of cold, right? You talked about this yesterday.
It's supposed to warm up a little bit tomorrow. I want to say like 55. For some reason, my super scientific weather app is not loading. It's totally blank. It's like, we don't know what's going on either. but yeah, it's supposed to get a little better after today. We just have to survive this one super cold day.
So stay warm.
So according to ESPN, Kansas City has informed L'Jarius Sneed that it is prepared to use the franchise tag on him this offseason.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're open to trading Sneed if they can't come together on a long-term deal, but they really want him. They're expected to use the non-exclusive franchise tag, which will cost the team about $19 million for the 2024 season.
Look, I'm going to be honest, as a Chiefs fan, a sports fan, he's worth every penny.
We want him. We want to keep him.
Yes, and they're working on getting the wide receiver Evans, who's just as good as Tyreek Hill. Look, people think that what's going on when the game's over, the teams are still working for next season.
Oh, for sure. It's so much more all year long.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't have $19 million to make this work out, but to the Chiefs, that's nothing. That's chump change. Yes. They can make it happen.
I think today we should know also that Andy Reid, as of today, I believe, will be the highest paid coach in the NFL.
As he deserves. Good for him.
Absolutely. I mean, he's only going to go maybe one more season.
No way.
I'd like to see him keep going. But man, what a great coach. What a great thing to happen to Kansas City was Andy Reid.
What a great man in general. Yeah. Justice for Andy Reid.
Yep.
And there was something called Willie's Chocolate Experience that was supposed to happen in Scotland last weekend. Rocket, this whole event screams Firefest, if you remember that.
Oh, yes.
It cost $45 per person. It was advertised as an immersive walkthrough experience that made you feel like you were in Willy Wonka's factory.
Wow, man in the factory.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for kids, so it's not like, yeah, man. It's like, yeah, I'm in the factory, you know? Huge difference. The images they used to promote it looked lush. They had lighting, design, like something you'd see at Disney. But apparently, it was all AI. All of the advertisements, all the promo stuff they ran, AI, not real. So parents and children, they paid for this. They arrived. And it was mostly an empty warehouse with a few props sitting around that looked like stuff from parade floats. The experience itself, again, $45 per person, less than 10 minutes long, didn't feature any candy, any decor or immersive interaction. Some of the parents were concerned enough to call the police, not because they felt like it was fraudulent, but because they were worried about it being safe. It just looked so sketchy. The organizers apologized and blamed the disaster on holographic technology not arriving on time. They promised to give out refunds. It sounds like such a scam.
It sounds like a total scam.
I'll believe the refunds when I see
them. It sucks when it happens to little kids, too.
I know. That's so heartless. And things are really escalating between Universal Music Group and TikTok. They are removing even more songs from the platform. So they have started to remove songs off TikTok that were written by songwriters under UMG, not just the songs that they own, which is what they were originally doing. So this includes songs written by Adele, Justin Bieber, Harry Styles, The Weeknd, and Taylor Swift. Videos that use any of the affected songs must either be removed or muted. That is such a buzzkill when you're watching a funny video and it's totally silent. You have no idea what's going on.
That's what's going on. I didn't know that till just now.
You're like, wait, what are you dancing to?
I'm checking my phone volume.
I'd love to know.
What's going on? What's happened?
Gosh, total buzzkill.
Yes.
And many people grow up enjoying unusual food combinations and they don't realize they're unusual until they become adults and see that no one else has had these kinds of meals. So I'm going to give you a few, Rocket. You tell me if you've had these or you ate these, okay, et cetera. All right, first of all, ketchup sandwiches, just ketchup and white bread.
No.
I have never had that, but as a kid, that seems like something I'd be like, that's probably good. I'll try it.
I did try just mayonnaise sandwiches when I was a kid.
Okay.
Mayonnaise and bread.
I don't know. Sorry. That sounds good. Really good. Eggo waffles with melted sharp cheddar cheese.
No, I never tried it, but I think I'd be up to it.
I know, I've never tried it, but it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to a breakfast restaurant, there's like a pastry type item and an egg type item.
Yes.
It's not the craziest. Grape jelly on grilled cheese.
Yes, I've done that.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great. I love grape jelly.
You know, at fancy places, they'll do like a fig jam with brie. I don't think jelly and cheese is crazy
either. Well, it's kind of like The Monte Cristo sandwich.
What's that?
Well, it's a sandwich. It's like toasted toast,
okay.
Melted cheese. Sometimes they put ham in it, white powdered sugar, and jam, jelly.
That's a weird combination, and yet I would try it in my mouth.
I think you would.
This one says spaghetti noodles with canned beans.
That just sounds disgusting.
It sounds just like Toot City.
Yeah.
making ham salad by grinding up uncooked hot dogs and mixing them with sweet relish and mayo. Okay, so inside a hot dog is pretty much ground up stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like putting it in a blender with relish and mayo makes it so much worse. And finally, this is probably the weirdest one on the list to me. It's called coffee and crackers. So you take a plate, you line it with saltines, pour coffee over top until they're softened. Then you spread some sugar to taste and eat with ham. This person said it's like a poor man's country ham, biscuits, and red eye gravy.
Ugh, I don't know about that, but did you see the what Snoop Dogg ate when he was younger as a kid?
No, what?
He would get a sandwich.
Okay.
A grilled cheese, no, I'm sorry, fried bologna.
Okay.
Melted cheese on the bologna. You cut it up, melt the cheese on it, put the bologna on just plain white bread.
Okay.
And then you put barbecue potato chips on the bologna and cheese. And there's your sandwich.
That does not sound gross.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Let's get some of that in the studio right here, right now.
I get it. You can call, and of course, you can text. Good morning, Mix. What would be your cereal for dinner tonight?
Golden Grahams.
Okay, Golden Grahams.
I just got back from Mexico with you.
Yes.
All of Golden Grahams. I ate a bowl of Golden Grahams on Sunday night when we got home from the airport.
Now, Golden Grahams, does that taste like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, it has no cinnamon on it. It's the same concept, but no cinnamon. It's just like kind of sweet graham crackers.
Interesting.
Well, by the way, did you have fun in Mexico with us?
I had the best time with you guys, and I've already invited like 30 people to come next year.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm going to get so many people to come next year.
Now, I'm trying to figure out just by your voice, is this Anna?
Nope.
Who is this?
It's Tina.
It is Tina.
It is Tina.
I wasn't even in Mexico, babe.
No. Yeah, you're Teresa's favorite producer.
Oh, Risa Tisa.
Yes.
I'm on part 34 now.
All right. I watched
20 parts yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure Teresa did, too. Hey, thank you. It was so good to meet you, and thank you for hanging out with us.
Of course. See you guys later.
You got it. Good morning, Mix. What would your dinner cereal be tonight?
Trix, the way it was made 20 years ago.
Oh, with all that sugar in it?
I don't know. I eat it from work now, and it's the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten. I don't know if it's because I'm an adult now and it's just for kids, but it's not great.
It sounds, yeah, thank you so much. Good morning, Mix. What would be dinner? What would that cereal be?
Cocoa Rice Krispies, but also, like, I don't think I've ever actually, like, eaten just one serving of cereal. Like,
nobody
you know
has.
I mean? Like this, like, a half of a cup. Who has just a half a cup of cereal?
Yes. Now, the thing about Rice Krispies, it's funny. I was just talking to Tara about this. I used to love Rice Krispies, but one thing for me, with my OCD craziness, they got soggy too fast for me.
Oh, no, I inhale it.
I have a question.
Thanks.
If you think they get soggy too fast, why do you walk in every morning and get real close to me and whisper, snap, crackle, pop, baby?
That's a whole different story and conversation for a later time. Later tonight.
Hey, yo.
Good morning, Mix. What would be the cereal for dinner tonight?
Yeah, so I actually had cereal for dinner last night. Apple Jacks. Those are so underrated.
You know what? I forgot about Apple Jacks. You know what's funny? Whenever you go to a hotel and they have the free continental breakfast, you notice it's just bread and cereal boxes?
Yes, and I don't get it at the hotel.
You know, I also like, nobody said Frosted Flakes. Do you ever eat Frosted Flakes?
Yum.
That's actually one I don't like, but like my family always puts like fruit in it, like bananas or strawberries.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Banana and Cheerios, to me, goes very well. Thank you for calling in. Good morning, Mix. For dinner, you're having cereal. Which brand are you eating?
So I'm going to go back to the Rice Krispie conversation.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Rice Krispie Treat cereal from like early 90s? It was amazing.
I kind of remember.
Rice Krispie Treats.
And they were little, right? Like squares?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember
they were
that.
Almost chunks.
Chunks, yes.
Chunks of Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah, that. Amazing.
Isn't it weird
to
just
soggy.
Do your kids eat cereal?
Yes.
What kind do they eat?
Love cereal. Everything from just plain Cheerios and plain Rice Krispies to like the Cocoa Puffs and Frosted Flakes, things like that. Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's every parent's little hidden secret is always have a bag of Cheerios with them in their car.
I don't, but I should.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Good morning, Mix. What cereal are you having for dinner tonight? Are you there? Going once, going twice. Sorry,
they're
I lost you.
They're busy chewing their cereal.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the text line.
Okay, we have so many coming in. This says s'more cereal. Augie said Frosted Flakes with sliced bananas, just like that caller. Delicious. Melinda said Kix. Lauren wrote, cereal for dinner, I would choose Fruit Loops, but then I add in mini marshmallows. Someone else said French Toast Crunch.
Ooh.
Taylor says Honey Bunches of Oats. Kim says Grape Nuts. Fruity Pebbles or Smackers, Honey Bunches of Oats, Peanut Butter Captain Crunch. Julie laughed and said, I literally had Cheerios with chopped banana on top last night for dinner. Very delicious.
I love a cold banana in cereal.
Yes.
Man. Well, keep your texts coming in. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. We'll take more of your calls and more of your texts. Good morning. It's Rocket and Tara. We are enjoying today. We're having fun about this. The CEO of Kellogg's came out yesterday, got a little bit of backlash. We're talking about, you know, if you're trying to save money, why not every now and then have cereal for dinner? And I'm thinking, I think it's a great idea. I remember I told you when my mom would travel and dad was home and he would feed the kids, it was always breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
Like Eggos. Maybe some scrambled eggs and cereal. And I love that. And I have no problem with that. So we're asking you the question early this morning is, like, if you're having dinner tonight and you're going to have cereal, because just pretend you're going to have cereal tonight, what brand would it be and why? And would you add fruit to it? And we're getting so many calls and texts.
Yes, we have lots and lots of people on the text line. I think that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a big favorite, and Honeycombs, those seem to be taking the lead. This text says, Buenos dias, Oreo cereal for me, and my kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This person wrote Reese's and Honeycombs, but not together. This person said basic four cereal. Are you familiar with that?
Never heard of it.
Me neither, but I'm basic, so I bet I would like it for you.
Now, I remember being a little kid, and you see, you know, like, what are they, like crisp or whatever, and it looks like powdered sugar on it?
Yes.
Whole wheat? Oh, that tastes like crap, man. It's like eating dirt or grass.
What are those called?
You like those. Mini wheats.
Frosted mini wheats?
Frosted mini wheats.
Yeah, those are good. Those don't taste like crap.
You like that kind of stuff. Did your parents make you eat that stuff?
No. I kind of like bland foods, to be honest with you. But that's frosted. That's not even a good example of my bland foods I like.
You have worse than that?
I like the plain wheat Chex. Yeah. Those are very bland, but it's just... It satisfies my needs. I like them bland, Rocket.
Good morning, Mix. If you're having cereal for dinner tonight, what are you having?
Well, I'm having Honeycomb, and for several reasons. One, that was the only sugary cereal my mom would buy growing up, other than, you know, we'd always have Corn Flakes or Cheerios. But Honeycomb, that's when she would really splurge. So that's definitely my favorite still in adulthood. And it's also a great snack. I love to just snack on cereal foods. Cereals.
You think about it. Think about how marketing, first of all, you need to watch on the History Channel, the history of cereal, mm-hmm. how they catered to kids. 100% catered to kids. This is why you see parents with kids in the aisle looking for cereal. They know what they want. They don't want the generic bag, even though it's probably $5 cheaper.
Well, now there's a diet. There's a cereal diet where you eat bowls of cereal a couple times. You know, those are your meals for the day. And people lose weight eating cereal. I don't know how much weight they're really losing, but there is a diet out there where it's the cereal diet.
But you think about it, when you eat cereal, you're really not, like, say you having a steak dinner or something, or chicken, whatnot, with vegetables. You get real full. With cereal, I don't get full.
I get real satisfied.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
On the text line, Jennifer wrote, Life cereal. Someone else said they're called Honey Smacks now. Elizabeth said, Cocoa Pebbles, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Cap'n Crunch. I love cereal. Maddie said, Lucky Charms, but just the marshmallows.
Oh, my daughter, when she was younger, same thing. She would just literally, with the bowls, and I would try to pour milk in it. No, Daddy, no, Daddy. And then she was just like, literally, I'm getting them. Honey, let me put some. No, Daddy, no. And she would just sit there, and she would take one marshmallow out at a time. That little bowl of cereal took about 45 minutes to eat.
That's so cute.
That's the way she was.
I've always been weird about textures. And I think when I was little, I was afraid of the texture of marshmallows. So I never got into those type of cereals. I'm just a weirdo from day one. This says Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, but I love, love, love Honey Nut Cheerios to just snack on.
Same here, man.
Thanks to my toddlers. Amen.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, we talked about earlier about maybe having, like, I always had cereal in a bag for me, my backpack for my daughter when she was young.
Yeah.
Now I noticed when I keep cereal in my backpack, it's for me. Like, I get Cheerios. I buy the little containers and just eat cereal, plain, no milk.
Cheerios are delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Honestly.
Well, listen, thank you so much for your calls and your text. All right, coming up in, I'd say, less than 12 minutes.
The television show you should block from your child and a brand new sport could be coming to America.
Agora Hills, Doja Cat, good morning, it's Rockin' Tara. I gotta tell you, she's very talented. If you get a chance, lately, I've been really getting into more music videos. Now that they're producing a lot of videos. If you get a chance, watch that video. It's 5 minutes and 11 seconds, I believe.
Oh, wow.
But it's like more of Agora Hills and a story that she tells. She's very, very talented.
Yeah, she is.
Let me ask you a quick question, okay?
Deal.
Is it okay for an older man to date a younger woman?
Sure. I think it depends. You know, first of all, everybody can do whatever they want in their lives to be happy. But second of all, I think it depends on the intentions. I think if he's a creepy perv, then it's weird.
Okay, what about an older woman dating a younger man?
Same thing. If you're a creepy perv, it's weird. But if you just found somebody you like, live your life.
We're going to explain what we're talking about coming up shortly after 8 a.m.
That's right. But first, we have to celebrate National Pancake Day, Rocket.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pancake?
You know what? Simple pancake. Just a normal, what is it, buttermilk pancake?
Yeah.
That's it.
For me, I don't like overly sweet, so I like to do the Kodiak cakes. They're called protein pancakes, but it's only like 10 grams of protein.
Yeah.
But still, they're a little bit more bland than sweet, and I just love those. It's the only thing I make for my daughter if she wants a pancake. I'm very scared for the day she tries a real one, and she's like, wait a minute,
what
is, Mom.
What have I been missing out on?
This has been an actual cake the whole time.
But, you know, there's times, like, down the road from me, there's an IHOP.
Okay.
And so I go there and I just like to people watch. And it's so funny because a lot of people put so much stuff on their pancakes, or like, I didn't know you could put chocolate chips in a pancake and
you
all
didn't
this.
Know? That sounds delicious.
My parents didn't let me eat any sugar when I was growing up. In fact, I don't think I was allowed syrup.
I don't use syrup myself.
You don't? I was just butter, a little bit of butter.
For me, I like to put a little bit of yogurt on top. I feel like it gives a little sweet without the.
Yeah,
which, this is radio, but that was the sound of me puckering because it's too sweet.
Sure it was.
All right, it was something else entirely weird. All right, Rocket, imagine football being played on hockey ice.
Yes.
That's right. Regular American football being played on hockey ice. Men trying to run, not skate, on the ice, slipping several feet when they fall, attempting to kick field goals when their base foot will slip. Let me introduce you to what Americans want, and that is ice football from Germany.
Es geht über Leise! Es geht über Eigentor! Kleines dickes Eigentor! Mit dem Touchdown!
Steffe, sehr, sehr schöne Lauftechnik da! Das soll er sich sparen! Das ist arrogant! Das ist taunting! Das wird in der NFL. So, Axel Stein! Touchdown!
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched this when I was in Mexico. It is amazing.
Okay, it's not just taunting.
No.
Since we would be getting this sport from Germany, we would need German announcers. I feel like it adds to it.
But watching it, it's like, have you ever seen a live hockey game?
Yeah.
Okay, they're on skates and they move really fast.
Yes.
There's no skates.
They're just sliding all
yes,
over.
Yes, but they're wearing the hockey stuff, and you see the guy scoring a touchdown, and he's like really just barely moving and going through. I watched it over and over and over. If you haven't seen it, get on YouTube or whatever platform you use. You've got to watch football hockey.
We need it.
It will be on ESPN. I guarantee it. If they can put that game where you throw the little bags in the hole, you can put hockey football on.
It's like a little bit more serious version of that American Ninja Warrior, you know, that show where they try to go through all the hoops and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I need this. I need this in my life.
You will laugh. There's something about a person slipping and falling.
And an incredible athlete.
Yes.
Just wiping out, you know?
It's great. You got to watch it.
And someone posted pictures of an abandoned Alaska McDonald's drive-thru sign. This has gone viral just because it's so dated. It's that very old sort of menu where each letter was slipped in individually.
Yeah.
It shows the shockingly low prices from 1994. Chicken nuggets were $2.35. A hamburger was 99 cents. What a time to be alive.
Seriously.
We just talked about this yesterday. I never go to fast food places, and on Saturday I did. I got a sandwich, fries, and a drink, and it was $13.
Yeah, that's a big nationwide story. We talk about it, how Wendy's is. Think about it. You have a control board. Here comes a customer. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, let's jack that price up to $4.
Why not?
You can.
Someone's in the back of an Uber. They've had some fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to pay $50.
Yeah, for the car and the food.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take it that far, but maybe they should. And finally, parents are complaining that Peppa Pig is a bad example for kids. This breaks my heart. We really like Peppa.
I saw
house.
This and it made me sad because Josie, my daughter's daughter, loves Peppa Pig. When my daughter was in London, she made sure to take pictures of all the original stuff with Peppa Pig.
Peppa rules. Apparently, these people are saying she's rude, impatient, and a brat, and she's never taught any better. But Hasbro is saying Peppa is just self-assertive and self-confident. My daughter, we're very into Paw Patrol right now, mm-hmm. but right before that, Peppa Pig was her go-to. And she still, if she can't do something, goes, I can't do it, Mommy. She has a little bit of an accent with some words, and I never want that to go away. So let me just say right here and now, Peppa Pig will never fully leave my house. If she starts saying I can't do something, I'm going to be like, listen, we need to watch Peppa Pig right here, right now.
I love it.
Trending topics are brought to you by Planet Comic-Con. Planet Comic-Con Kansas City celebrates 25 years of pop culture fun with the biggest, most star-studded show in Planet's history. It's March 8th through the 10th at Bartle Hall, and we'll be broadcasting live there on March 8th.
All right, we have free tickets coming up after 8 o'clock. And coming up after 8, we're going to talk about this. Is it okay for a woman to date a younger man? So yesterday, like you, Tara, we're all out enjoying nice weather.
Yes.
It was like 78. This morning, you and I got up. It was 16. Good news, it's 18 right now.
That is good news.
All right. Is it okay for a man to date a younger woman?
Or vice versa? Or a man to date a younger man, woman to date a younger man? We're just talking about relationships with huge age differences. This one, I wouldn't call this one huge, but it is a...
It's pretty big.
It's a pretty big age difference.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari last night hard launched her new boyfriend on Instagram. She is 37. He is 24 years old. He previously played football for Montana Tech University. He's a very fit guy. I think that he's definitely her type. She likes a muscular football player type.
I think we all know why she's in this relationship. Yeah.
The thing is, though, you can't say that she's like in it for money or anything like that. Like she is... She's already a mom to some great kids. She's wealthy. She's successful in her own right. She's got her own stuff going on. And she maybe just likes this guy. And in that exact situation, I feel like it's okay.
But why is it that whenever a man will talk about that dating younger one, he's kind of the same thing. She's young. She's pretty. Don't have to worry about anything. And do you know what they mean? They're attracted to each other in ways we won't talk about on the radio.
Yeah, I agree. I just kind of feel like everybody should date whoever they want to be happy, but I would love to hear from people who are in a relationship with a bigger age difference and hear kind of how that works, because what's going through my head is, first of all, when I became a mom, and second of all, when I entered my 30s, I'm just such a different person from my 20s.
Absolutely you are.
And I almost feel like I couldn't date somebody who was in their 20s just because your life is so different. Mentally, you're in such different places. And if it's a traditional man-woman relationship, I know men mature more slowly than women.
Mm-hmm.
So if the man is the younger one, that kind of seems like a nightmare.
You're like babysitting.
Yes.
So I want to hear from you. Our phone number and text number, if you don't want to be on the air, you can always text the same number, 816-476-7093. I haven't heard her name in a while. I'm so glad you brought it up today, though.
I see her name all the time.
Do you?
My generation loves her.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, so me and Holly, there is 10 years between us.
Okay, who's older?
I am.
Okay, and how does that work for you guys?
Pretty good, actually. I mean, age is just a number. I mean, you really look at it.
So. Hey, Billy, be honest with me, okay? You've been a friend of the show for a long time. I'm gonna ask you an honest question, okay?
Okay.
Is your wife hot?
She's freaking drop dead gorgeous.
He's like, big red duck truck she is.
You're the man, Billy. Tell your family hi for us. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm 45 and she's 29.
Okay.
And it works because of communication. I mean, there's definitely an age gap that people talk about and friends and family, but you know, I think if you're transparent about your intentions and everything else, and we've been dating for almost a year, you know, it works. Even though we're in different stages of our life, it's just, it's worked for us. So
give me an example of like what works.
What works, understanding that, you know, even though we're in different stages of our life, we still communicate, you know, we share the same kind of things, good food, going out, having fun. You know, I have a couple kids, and so just trying to blend that has worked very well.
Another personal question, like I asked Billy, do you plan to go further with her in life?
Yeah, we've talked about it. You know, we've talked about, you know, potential marriage and everything else. And you get a lot of, I mean, you talk to your friends about things and people are like, do you really want to, you know, marry a 29-year-old when you have such an age difference? And, you know, we talked about having kids as well. So it's that's definitely a different conversation. But it's all about just being transparent. And it's worked for us. I don't think it's going to work for everybody. Yeah. But
It sounds like listening to you and talking to you is you're that type of guy, and I've been that guy as I got older, where I don't give a crap what other people think.
Right.
And I think you feel the same way.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's all about trust. You know, she is younger. She is very attractive. And she, you know, goes out with her friends and stuff like that. And I think it takes, you know, someone that's secure with themselves to understand that, yes, we're, you know, separated by age, but we still have the same passion and trust and communication. I think Tara said it really well. So,
hey, man, I love that phone call. Thank you so much, buddy. Have good luck, okay?
Thank you very much.
You got it. He made a lot of valid points.
Yeah, I like that.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm not in an age gap relationship myself, but my parents are 11 years apart. My dad had already been married, divorced with a kid when he met my mom. My mom was engaged to someone else when she met my dad. And so sometimes it's just kind of this destiny type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what's super hard about it, especially as we were growing up and so then talking with my parents about their relationship and stuff, was when, you know, there's a lot of things about, especially with men older than women, can get into like some of these legal things we've talked about really heavily over the last, you know, 20, 30 years. And so it can become an immediate judgment.
Right.
When that may not be what's happening, obviously, because age gaps do happen and those relationships really can work. Like the last two guys were saying, it's a lot about trust and communication. But a lot of it really has to do with my parents was about appreciation for each other in their lives and not in a condescending way of, if you're older and your partner is younger, oh, I remember those days, how cute. Like, you know, you can't condescend or patronize.
Right.
Yeah.
But you need to appreciate what they're going through and vice versa.
Thank like, you. I totally agree with you. Like you said earlier, it's going to work for him. He's not saying it's going to work for everybody.
Yeah, I would like to hear from a woman that is older than her male spouse, just because scientifically, like literally, men mature more slowly than women. I'd like to see how that works.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. So I am in my early 30s, and I attempted to date somebody that was 25-ish or 24, and one thing that was a common problem is I have a kid, and a lot of times there were comments like, well, why don't you just get a babysitter for date night? Just assuming that I would give up time with my child. So
yeah, it's a big red flag. I remember when I got divorced, and I don't wish divorce on my worst enemy. And I started dating. My daughter was very young, and I started dating a real, really nice, wonderful, successful woman. But then one day she said to me, your daughter is getting in the way of our relationship.
Gross. Ew.
Oh,
that's
man.
Not good.
Oh, little papa lost it. I cursed you out and said I'd never want to see you again.
Good for you.
And I was just, and I never did. Actually, I don't think I dated after that for a while. Thank you so much. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I was calling about the age difference. My best friend and her husband are 17 and a half years apart. And you would not ever know the difference between their ages. They are so compatible. They have all the same interests. And they have a great relationship. They've been married for 15 years.
Who's older?
She is.
Okay, that's good. That's exactly what you were looking
for. That's what we were looking for, and that works for them. That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You would never know that there's an age difference between them.
I love that.
I do, too. Thank you so much.
It's great.
Appreciate it. You got anything on the text line?
So many things. Let's see. Matthew says, my grandpa is 92 and his wife is 65.
Whoa, grandpa!
Nice. They definitely make it work and are in the same places throughout their lives. Nate wrote, my wife is a whopping 20 days older than me. All right, Nate. And she said, it's been a joke that I'm married to an older woman or that she's robbing the cradle. About 5 years ago, my hair started going white, and my wife says it's 1,000% karma for my jokes about her being older. She has not yet found a gray hair. Maria says, yes, men definitely mature more slower than women. This says, I had a 10-year difference. I'm in my 40s. He was in his 30s. It was great. But while I've been at the same job for 20 years, he was just getting established. So that felt like a clash. Otherwise, he kept me young and I kept him old.
Oh.
I like that. This one says, my boyfriend is 13 years younger than me. I'm 52. He's 39. And it works perfectly. It definitely depends on the ages. I used to date a 26-year-old and he was way too immature. I think it also depends on the individual people.
Yeah.
Because like that caller said, even if the relationship might work, if one of you is a parent and the other one doesn't understand what that takes, that could be really hard to mesh. Heather wrote, age is just a number. As long as everyone is a consenting adult, you do you. I think that's a great way to end it.
It was great. I mean, this was a great conversation, all because of somebody you follow on Instagram.
Somebody that everybody follows. That's Kristen true. Cavallari, the one and only. She is dating a younger man. She's 37 and he is 24.
All right, let's take a break, Tara. When we come back, we have something pretty cool for you, KC.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con with a round of Who Am I?
Little boot thing. Paul Russell. Good morning, Casey. It's Rocket and Tara. Cold outside. It's like 18 now. It went up from 16 when we got to work this morning, but it will be 47. It was a culture shock this morning when you and I were coming to work. We're like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't used to have a garage, so I've been very blessed lately to be less cold when it's like that. But still, when I walked into my garage to get into my car, I was like, why? Why? Yeah. Why? It's freezing. It's freezing. And it's going to be even worse when we leave the show today and our cars have been sitting in that cold.
Oh, yeah.
Woof.
So a warm up before you get out. All right. We're super excited when they announce this because I've been going to Comic-Con for years. I love to go out there. Sometimes I get a room at the Lowe's Hotel connected there to the convention center. But
yeah,
you see so many different people. And what I love about it is, you know, the parents, when they were young, loved all the stuff that's there. But now they're sharing it with their kids.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of celebrities and booths there for people of all ages. Some of the celebrities coming to this year, Matthew Lillard, Henry Winkler, the cast of Boy Meets World. I think, oh my gosh.
You're freaked out about that, aren't you?
So excited about the Boy Meets World
cast. Was that the Topanga girl?
Yes. Corey, Sean, Topanga, the whole crew.
Cannot wait for that. Now, we have tickets for you.
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets to go to Planet Comic-Con. It's going to be at Bartle Hall from Friday, March 8th to Sunday, March 10th. That's not this weekend, but the following weekend. Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to tell me who am I from this audio clip. So let's get someone on the phone first, 816-476-7093, and see if they can figure out who it is.
Yeah, if they don't get it, we're going to go on to the next caller. Yep. So if you want to play, start calling in right now. Like Tara said, 816-476-7093. We're playing Who Am I? Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Toby.
Toby, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's not like you have to be younger. It's not about that.
Who am I?
Can you play it one more time?
No, I can't. You got it. Who am I? Take a guess, Toby.
I don't know.
Good try, Toby. It's okay.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Oh, gosh. Are you guys playing it again?
Not yet. Nope. Go ahead. Who am I? Take a guess.
Oh,
gosh, it sounds like it's a reality star, but I have no idea. I'm going to have to take a pass.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Is it Scarlett Johansson?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix.
Can we play it again yet?
Not yet. Take a guess.
Why, Rocket? Come on.
No, I'm making it fair. I'm like making sure I answer all the phones that were ringing prior
to. Okay.
You have a guess?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we'll play it again.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's not like you have to be younger. It's not about that.
Mix, who am I?
You're making him so nervous, buddy.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes!
Good job. It's J-Lo talking to Ellen in 2017. That means you get a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con.
Awesome.
Now, how did you figure it out?
I have no idea. I kind of heard the little bit of accent in it, but I wasn't sure.
Well, yeah, you did a great job.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Shazam for TV there, is there?
I don't know. With AI, there's probably everything. Everything, yeah. But she nailed it on
yes.
her own.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Who's going to go with you?
Probably my mom.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hold on a second. All right, Tara, we need to take a break. And when we come back,
an announcement from Ariana Grande and the young woman that saved Bradley Cooper's life.
Jack Harlow, you know, I can't wait till he releases a remix of that song.
It almost already feels like a remix because he's sampling another song. So I think it can only get better.
I agree, because that's 2 minutes and 17 seconds. A remix is going to make it at least 5 minutes. I'm sorry. I could dance to that song all day.
Make it 50 minutes for all I care. I love it.
I'm a horrible dancer, but I love it. That's Jack Harlow on Mix.
First of all, you're an amazing dancer, but let's get into some tabloid trash.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is revealing the full track list of her upcoming album, Eternal Sunshine. She shared a video on Instagram uncovering all 13 song names. They include titles that are kind of tongue twisters, Rocket.
Okay, let's hear them.
Say this one. Saturn Returns Interlude.
Saturn Returns
Interlude.
Interlude.
If you say it fast, it's a lot of Saturn. The Boy Is Mine, which will always be Monica's song. Just in my opinion, The Boy Is Mine. Also, Imperfect For You and Ordinary Things. That album will be out on March 8th, which is right around the corner, babe.
I've already got it pre-ordered on my Apple Music.
Of course you do.
I just think, I don't know what it was. Later, when she first started, I wasn't that into it until I started watching videos of her dancing and singing and seeing her on all these talk shows, how she can imitate almost every singer, female singer.
Yes.
Her voice is amazing.
She's definitely very talented. I have to be honest, though, being a woman that really dislikes any sort of infidelity, her relationship has kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. As
Which
of
one?
Recently, the SpongeBob guy she's dating that had a wife and kid on the way or freshly newborn baby. It's just kind of sad for
but,
his wife.
Once again, it's all about her music.
But I just made it about her relationship. So now it's awkward.
We are fighting.
We are fighting. I just want you to want to do the dishes.
I do want to do the dishes. Never mind.
We're out of here. And Rihanna's releasing a new YouTube short film that's going to go live today at 10 a.m. Pacific, which according to my calculations, noon our time. So check that out for sure.
Anybody else get confused and they say, I understand Eastern.
Yeah.
All the other ones, like we're in Mexico, they don't observe daylight savings time. Then you got West Coast, you got Pacific. I'm like, nah.
Mountain time. Don't even throw that in there.
Mountain time. Like, come on, people.
Outrageous. Outrageous. And Bradley Cooper just told Dax Shepard he's not sure he would be alive if it weren't for his daughter. So he dated Irina Shayk for a while, and they had a daughter, Leah, in 2017. He said it's given him more reason to be the best version of himself. He actually struggled with addiction for a long time, but he's now been sober for 20 years. Huge congrats to him on that, by the way. But his daughter has helped solidify his desire to stay sober and be the best he can be.
I think as a father of a young lady, I think that there's a special bond between a dad and his daughter.
Yeah, I also think that my daughter, I'm a mom of a daughter, obviously, she changed a lot for me in that certain things that used to stress me out don't matter anymore. You know, I realized what was important in life. And real quick, Timothée Chalamet, he's definitely on top of the world right now. We see him everywhere. And he says he actually got some advice from Leonardo DiCaprio. He said two things. no hard drugs, and no superhero movies. I mean, that's okay, decent
that's actually really good advice.
But also, some superhero movies are pretty cool. Like the Marvel movies?
Yes.
Those actors are killing it.
Well, I remember when, here's from Kansas City, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
You know, his mom's friend of our show. When Ant-Man was coming out, a lot of people were like, oh, man, you're making a move to a superhero.
But it was hilarious.
And it did well.
Yeah.
Made millions and millions of dollars.
So maybe that part of the advice is a little wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Brett. It's Rocket and Tara. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you're awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
We are calling you about KC Superstar. We know you won last year. First, we want to ask you just kind of what KC Superstar is all about for people that don't know.
Well, KC Superstar is like an American Idol style singing competition where a bunch of kids audition, they're all high school age, and just anyone who loves to sing, everyone auditions, and then they whittle it down to about 22 people, I think, for a semifinal competition that we do in the beginning of June. And then that night they announce the top 10, and the top 10 spend the summer working on a solo and group numbers. And then at the end of the summer, the top 10 compete for a $10,000 scholarship.
Oh my gosh. So you got a $10,000 scholarship.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. How exciting. What are you going to do?
Well, I spent $5,000 on tuition, but I still have $5,000 to use. So I guess we'll see where that money goes. Hopefully to something that can help me with my theater career.
There you go. Hey, what high school did you go to?
I went to Blue Valley Northwest.
That's awesome. And what song did you sing when you first auditioned to get into KC Superstar?
I think for my audition last year, I sang Vienna by Billy Joel.
Oh, wow. That is really impressive.
You got some range, don't you?
Yeah, thank you.
Real quick, before we talk about the upcoming auditions, do you have like an Instagram or anything where people can check out your singing?
It's Brett Donald Plotnick.
Okay, perfect. And can you tell us real quick about the upcoming auditions? It says they are Sunday, March 3rd, 1 to 4, and Thursday, March 7th, 5 to 7.
Yes. So I don't know too much about the auditions, but I know that you go to the J and you get a number and you can wait around for a little bit. And then when your group gets called, you go in and you sing a cut of a song a cappella. And then you wait about 3 days or so, or whenever after all the auditions are done, and they'll reach out to you and let you know if you made semifinals.
Hey, man, that's awesome. Thank you for being on our show, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, keep us updated what you do, okay, in your future.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Rocket and Tara. Can you believe the weather this morning?
I'm not a fan of it. I'm going to be honest with you. It got chilly after we were living our lives in a nice spring zone.
You know, this is what I've been talking about for years since we moved here. We live in two giant spaces, right?
Yes.
And even Steve Parker was like, wow, I haven't seen this in a long time. It snowed and it got icy north of Berry Road.
Yeah, it was so weird. I came from Olathe into Westport, where we have our studio, and I encountered no problems whatsoever. You come into work and say there were slick spots.
Oh, yeah, there's snow all over the cars.
Yeah, people up north on the text line saying there was black ice, lots of cars on the side of the road. It's just insane because we're all one community, but two different lives today.
Yes, well, two different states.
True.
A lot of land. All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave,
we always like to take a second look.
I used to love Rice Krispies, but one thing for me, they got soggy too fast for me.
If you think they get soggy too fast, why do you walk in every morning and get real close to me and whisper, snap, crackle, pop, baby?
That's a whole different story and conversation for a later time. Later tonight.
Your voice was so deep there. Later tonight.
Sometimes I don't know what the hell comes out of my mouth, Tara.
You just hear it at the same time we all do.
Yes. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well. Bye, 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 bye.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.